Welcome, everyone, into the Hyper Time, the final Hyper Time to podcast. I am your host, Josh Miller, and I set out to try and do an episode like this, and here we go. Let me detail what's going on, why this podcast is coming to an end, all that. Maybe to some people, good stuff. And really, the only time I have to do it would be now on my way home. So you get the just wave riding edition of the final episode. But yeah, so for anyone who did listen to our introductions episode, the whole idea of Hyper Time was I had gotten. On multiple times, I've tried to get into different comic book podcasts, and I always found it annoying that they were always typically the same thing. It was always, hey, we're just going to read some books and talk about what happened that week in comics. And I don't have that interest to listen to that kind of stuff, you know? Like, if I want to buy a comic, I'll go out and buy a comic. It's not... something along the lines of video games where it costs so much money to buy one of those that you have to be a little bit more cautious with how you're, you know, just jumping into that hobby. Comics, you know, while they have grown in cost over the years, you know, it's not quite as much of an ask to just pick up a book and read it. So, you know, it's one thing to be like, hey, these are our recommendations, and then not talking about it, but so many podcasts out there just full-blown spoiler, you know, everything in that issue, and I hate that. It's my least favorite part about the podcast that we did, even though it's my, my defense, these are typically old books that ideally you would have read, or maybe you don't have access to, or whatever. But again, same thing, like, those were my least favorite parts of any episode we would record, is talking about the books themselves, the plot-wise, just going through it. It's just not something I want to talk about. I want to talk about the ins and outs of why that comic was made, the thoughts that were behind it, characters and storylines and how it affected the industry. That was the kind of stuff I was always the most interested in. And I really started noticing that interest around the time of, like, Final Crisis and stuff, when DC would go out and do interviews with Newsarama or whatever and would talk about all that kind of stuff, about what led to the books being made or why decisions were made about killing certain characters and all that sort of stuff. That were, you know, it was that moment that I realized, like, I love learning about the business in that respect, finding out all the decisions that are being made behind the scenes. And so that just kind of sat in the back of my head, and, you know, years go by, podcasts become big, and I realized, like, hey, after listening to Retronauts, which is a video game podcast that does a very similar thing. They look back at different aspects of video games. They focus on one video game or a console or whatever. They pick a topic, and they try and go deep into that topic. And it's typically more educated people on the topic than I am, many of whom are actually within the industry in some shape or form, whereas I am just a dude in trying to find as much information as I can, either through like archive.org, looking through old interviews, or searching for various interviews on YouTube, or buying old Wizard magazines or whatever. And then just cobbling it all together and putting it into an episode. And sometimes it was harder than other times, and ultimately that led to the problems I would be having with the podcast. When I started, I loved it. I loved looking into all that stuff because at that time it was during the COVID lockdown and I had time to do it. I could easily find hours and hours every day to just search for these topics, and now I can't. And so the very limited time that I have nowadays, it's one of those things like, do I want to basically do a book report? And no, not really. Like, as much as I love all comics and I love learning about this stuff, like, searching hours upon hours upon hours, like, I could spend over, like, 20 hours a week trying to find information per episode and barely come out with anything. And when you constantly do that and you constantly fail to find enough information for an episode, it gets extremely disheartening. And as you can tell by the release schedule, it just gets harder and harder when you don't have the information available, when your two hosts are living in different time zones and have different sort of lives, and being able to find time to record is not just limited, but just in general hard to do. And kind of just throw everything together, and it led to Hypertime becoming a very difficult thing to get done. This year in particular, like, I was having my own set of kind of mental struggles I've been trying to overcome, and I'm still not quite there. And it's caused a lot of issues with enjoying things recently, things that I should love to do. You know, whether it is reading comics or watching movies or playing video games or even spending time with my family. Like, there is this just mental lock in my head that I can't get past. And it didn't really hit until, like, late last year. And so even if I had the information to do a podcast, like, I would go do it and then my mind would just lock up and I wouldn't want to record it. And, like, even now, I'm struggling to just find, like, force myself to do things and things I know I should love, and I'm just not getting anything out of it anymore. And it's sad and it's depressing. I don't know what is wrong with me, but, like, at some point, I'm hoping that just constantly doing it will, like, light a flame, you know, for that passion again. Because right now, I don't care for a lot of things. And so, you know, especially with Hypertime, it's just a lot of that stuff kind of boiling over. And I think it shows in a lot of areas. And I'm just don't want to do that anymore. I don't want to force myself to do something I'm not actively enjoying. And I don't really think it's fair to anyone who might follow this podcast to be waiting, you know, months or, you know, weeks or months or whatever for an episode that I said was going to come out, and then it doesn't come out for one reason or another. And so, like, over the past few months, I've been sitting back and I've been trying to think about, like, what do I want to do? You know, even, like, VGU.TV, where we typically, you know, post things on the website and whatnot, like, even that I haven't really wanted to be a part of. Just because, like, that love for talking about video games and stuff just isn't there anymore. Or at least it hasn't been for a little bit. And so, like, the longer I sat here just kind of dwelling on it, I think I figured out what I want to do. And it's something that, while it will be time consuming, while it will still force me to record things with other people, it will be more fun, ideally at least. It will be more fun. And I'm sure it will be extremely cliche with how frequent this stuff seems to be coming up in the podcast world nowadays, but I want to do storytelling. You know, specifically revolving, like, tabletop role-playing games. For a long time now, like, well before the podcast, I think a lot of comic fans in particular have always had the thought of writing comics. And the same is, you know, goes for me. You know, back when I was in middle school, I was drawing and writing my own comic books, you know, Super Ryan and Bat Josh and Pika Jake and all that. And it was absolutely terrible, but I loved doing it. And then I got older and I, you know, much like trying to get this podcast off the ground, I just struggled to keep consistent with it. I tried to write a book. I was interested in writing movie scripts. I was interested in doing, like, short stories. I wanted to do children's books, all of that sort of stuff. And I would get started, or I would write down notes or whatever. I have, like, a notebook of pages filled with different comic book ideas that if I were to ever get a chance, I would, you know, write about it. And just, like a lot of things, it just never came to fruition. And, you know, over the last few years, I've been getting more and more into stuff like Pathfinder and D&D, at least listening to it over podcasts. And, like, it finally clicked with me this past year, like, or maybe it was last year, that I could do that. Like, I could do a tabletop role-playing game with some of my friends, and it would allow me to exercise that storytelling aspect of myself that I've kind of pushed aside. Something I've wanted to do for such a long time. And so I've went out, I've bought a whole bunch of books, I've downloaded a lot of different homebrew stuff, and I think that will be my plan for post-hyper time, is to try and get a podcast off the ground that is just tabletop role-playing games. You know, I've already put some stuff together for the first one. I think the idea is to do some kind of, well, I do have, like, D&D stuff together. I think I might try and do some more D&D light stuff regarding, like, different franchises or IPs that I'm interested in. So whether it's Pokemon or Dragon Ball Z or Marvel or DC or whatever, Power Rangers, like, I don't care. Like, make a game of, instead of doing something that feels like work, do something that feels like a game, like just fun in general. And so that is kind of where my mindset is currently at. It's trying to have fun with the free time that I barely have nowadays, as opposed to what hyper time was, which was, let's spend so many hours browsing the internet trying to find topics and then recording something and then spending hours editing it. You know, and while there will be some of that still with this upcoming podcast, I do plan on it being shorter episodes and just fun. I want to be fun. And I think I can make it work for myself. And hopefully for the others that will be on the show as well. But not just that, but if you've listened to VGU in the past, I think this past Christmas we had stuff like the VGU Jeopardy and the soundstage and whatnot, and that's the kind of stuff I want to do as well. Just I'm nearing 40. I don't want to waste my time doing things that I grow to dislike. And hyper time has become that. And so that's my plan. I'm going to put hyper time to bed. Kiss it on its forehead. Thank you. Thank you, hyper time, for spending time with me. Thank you for being there. But it's time for it to go. And with that, I will be starting something new. Something I will have a new baby. Something that I hopefully love. At the very least, I will love just as much. But I believe I will end up loving it more. And so I don't know when that stuff will get off the ground. Please keep it tuned into VGU.TV and the podcast feed there for when that does eventually show up. Because, I think it'll be a lot of fun, and hopefully it'll be something anyone listening to this will enjoy. That is, long and short of it, that is kind of why hyper time has had problems. That's why I'm putting hyper time away. More than likely will not be coming back, and what I plan to do in the future. And so with the last remaining minutes I have, I just want to say thank you to anybody who's listened. I put some of this up on the Twitter feed because I wasn't sure if I'd record something or not. But, we've had roughly 3,000, maybe just a little bit more. It's hard to say with the transition from Buzzsprout and not having those numbers anymore, but I think it was 600-something. Having 3,000-plus downloads in the 50 episodes we've put out, it means a lot to me. And I didn't think that many people would hear my grating voice or my bad takes or topics that no one else is interested in. But here we are. And I cannot thank you all enough for listening. It has meant the world to me. And I'm sorry that I have to, end hyper time here, but for my own mental sake, I kind of need to. But I don't really regret doing it. Despite my problems with it, I have had a fun time doing it. I've enjoyed recording with Alan, and Alan is very much going to be on the upcoming stuff I want to do. But I mean, thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for taking the time out of your day. Thank you for, subscribing or just checking us out. You could check anybody out. The podcast world is so huge, and the fact that you found me and decided to give it a listen and maybe kept listening, it's a great feeling. And so, thank you so much for taking the time to download and listen. And I hope that you've enjoyed at least some elements of hyper time. And it would be even better if you learned something from it, because the comic world is such a fascinating, interesting profession. And I think it means a lot to the people who are fans of it, to the creators, and the whole point behind this all was to give props to the stories and creators who either don't anymore, who are no longer here, or books that never got time of day to, get that attention, all that kind of stuff. So, I am home, and so hopefully I will see you all in the future. But until then, we have reached the 0 hour of hyper time. And it's time to say goodbye. So with that, I will bid you all adieu. until hopefully later. I hope you all take care. Bye.